Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning and welcome to the very first episode of the Laura Longley Show on KKNW. Today is a very special show as we kick off a new name for this show, changing from Blue Hair and Wisdom with Laura Longley, and an additional day, time, and station. Dr. Pat is here today with me to help me celebrate and to start the Laura Longley Show off with the zest and joy it deserves. Dr. Pat and I will be talking about what the Laura Longley Show is all about, why I felt called to do a radio show, and why you will want to be sure to tune in every week. I'll also be giving away 3 free Tarot intuitive counseling sessions during the show, so be sure to stay tuned to win your free session. And, of course, I will end the show with the light bulb moment, a feature that will be familiar to you for listeners from Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio, which provides you with a tool that you can use in your own life right away. You know, with Dr. Pat on board, this is going to be a fun and interesting hour, so let's get started. I had a wonderful weekend at the Northwest Women's Show. On Saturday, I did a special radio show broadcast to the Women's Show that focused on Dr. Pat's theme of Called to Shine, Living an Epic Life is Your Birthright. I threw a 3-card tarot spread asking for guidance about how women of the world can embrace their own divine purpose and answer the call to shine. If you missed it, be sure to check out the archives so that you can find out how to live your epic life. And on Sunday, I participated on a panel moderated by Dr. Pat where we discussed the topic of being rich in all areas of your life and how passion and purpose play into this. This was really fun to be part of. But the most fun thing that happened at the Northwest Women's Show was a very unique experience I'm going to share with you at the end of the show during the light bulb moment. Well, Dr. Pat's been waiting patiently to get in on this conversation, so let me introduce her to anyone who may not know her, although I find it hard to believe that there is such a person. Dr. Pat is an inspirational radio host, consultant, speaker, and life, career, and executive coach who captures the hearts, minds, and souls of people who dare to tap into the world of unlimited possibilities. She is highly respected for her ability to help people and organizations zero in on their true aspirations, claim their good, and get ready to go for it by being compassionate, action-oriented, and seeing the greatness in everyone. And I can attest to this personally as she has helped mentor me with starting my own radio show. Let's welcome Dr. Pat Basile to the Laura Longley Show.
This is really interesting, Laura. One of the things, and I don't know if Benny remembers this, but I can only think of one other time where I was in this position, and it's when Benny and Eric Crema, I think, interviewed me, and we actually sat here in a different role, and I'm just fascinated by how interesting this feels. It's actually honestly, it's kind of cool because I don't really have to prepare like I'm preparing. I'm just sitting here thinking, oh, this is cool. Oh, and by the way, I'm actually in the show.
and you can just go with the flow and whatever
what
goes
to
goes.
I know it was. That was a great weekend.
It
really was from a lot of different perspectives. We were talking about how busy it was. You know, we've done that event every year for about seven or eight years.
Uh-huh.
And had a booth. And we were just stunned when we looked up from across our booth and we couldn't see anything but just, I thought I was in New York again.
Well, it's wonderful that. So was it busier at the show altogether?
Yeah.
Or at the booth?
No,
in particular?
Just the whole show. But we were there all three days, right? Friday
mm-hmm.
was crazy busy.
Wow.
Yeah. Saturday, what I think happened was a lot of the sounder people for the Sounder game came in early.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that was good. And then Sunday, what I noticed about Sunday is it was busy from the beginning. And I don't know if people got their times messed up, but there were people out on outside at 8 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's like waiting to go into
a concert or something.
But I didn't quite understand that. I mean, because, you know, it's not like first come, first serve or something.
Right, right.
Right. But people, I think, were so eager to get in there. It was just amazing.
Well, there's tons of good stuff there.
Yeah.
So, understandable.
We got to do a little shopping at the end last night.
You know what I did on my way out?
Did you?
Too? I bought some scarves.
I was going to ask you, what'd you buy? We bought some bling. I wanted to buy some things for the team.
Oh, nice.
And what they did. So Moon and Jessica got these little shiny headband things. Of course, I have short hair, so that would look ridiculous.
You could still do it.
You think I could?
That's what Jessica said, I would do the same thing. I would do it. My hair's as short as yours.
You're on. Okay, we're gonna take a picture of that. We'll even get one for Benny.
His hair's shorter than ours, though.
Yeah, but you know what? It would still work. It was fun. It was so fun, though. It was fun. I met some incredible people, and I have to apologize to anyone out there. Let me just do this for one second. I really do want to apologize for you guys out there that came by the booth and saw me with those headsets, and, you know, I was in the middle of doing like 7 hours of radio Saturday, and I just got to apologize up front. And what I want to promise all of you that did try to connect with us on Friday and Saturday and just saw us completely engaged on air, I will promise that next year we will set aside a listener time for all of you where you can come visit with us, all of you, all at one time. And so that's our commitment
to do
that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. I felt really bad about that.
Well, live and learn, right?
You think I would have figured this out by now? 10 years, 10 years on air? Betty's like, damn, she's slow, girl. But you know, it is new. It is about learning.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about you, though.
We are going to talk about me, too.
When do you want to start that? Because I'm kind of interested.
Well, I'm ready to start it whenever you would like
Well, I think that for all of us listening to this, for those of you that don't know Laura, she has a fabulous show, a weekly show. And what I love about what I do, I'll just tell you about this. What I love about what I do is not only do I work with people that are discovering how amazing they are and how willing all of you are to step into a new arena in a new way. We went from crust busting your way to an awesome life. When Benny introduced me on Saturday, because I did a talk at the KKNW, he brought that up. You know, and I had almost forgotten that the Dr. Pat Show wasn't the brand. And the listeners and Benny started calling me Dr. Pat, and bam, there it was. So, you know, the question that you must be getting asked by people, your friends, is, you know, what is inspiring you to do a new show? You know, what is it about, you know, changing your show that is so important to you? What is it that you've discovered along the way?
Well, you know, when I first started the show in September, which was called Blue Hair and Wisdom with Laura Longley, and I've shared this with you, Pat, I didn't know why I was doing it. I just knew that I was called to do it. And that's actually something I want people to really hear, is that taking steps towards something we're called to do, even though we don't know why, can be a really great thing. And last year, it actually started in November of 2011 for me, where I had kind of a transformational experience. And last year was just this wild roller coaster ride. And I think it's been true for many, many people that 2012 was like that. And I won't say I'm a completely different person. I think that in the past year plus a couple of months, I have become the person I really am, where it's only taken me 55 years to get there, but okay, you know, talk about being a slow learner, you know. And so with the addition of this show, in addition to the weekly show that I already do on Tuesdays, and changing the name from Blue Hair and Wisdom to the Laura Longley Show, that actually was something that you suggested to me. And I was, at the time that you suggested it to me, which was probably 2 months ago, I was still really attached to Blue Hair and Wisdom. It had such deep meaning for me. It helped me through all of last year. Blue Hair showed up in my life everywhere last year, and they supported me.
Mm.
And I came to understand that I'm past that phase now, that was their Blue Herons are about self-determination. It was about learning who I was and what I am here to bring. And every time that I felt scared or unsure, there was a Blue Heron to tell me, nope, wow, you're on the right path. And now I know that. And it's not that I don't need the support anymore, but it isn't, I don't need it in the same way that I used to. Mm. And so changing the name made perfect sense for me from that perspective.
I think that's a beautiful story, because we really talked about this weekend, and you pointed this out. Our theme for the year is called To Shine. And I don't know if you were there when we actually put up the website.
No.
Show people the colors. Mm-mm. Yeah. Mercury in retrograde was very active at the Northwest Women's
Show,
everybody.
Well, I've been experiencing it too.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
And, you know, for us, here's what it means to us. And this is something you might want to know about. People say, Mercury in retrograde. Mercury is our ruler. And most of the time in our human form, we are trying to keep up with Mercury and the many, many opportunities that Mercury is presenting to us. And when Mercury starts to slow down or go in retrograde, it really does give us an opportunity to catch up. So for the most part, we are in a groove
right
now.
Right.
You know, we are in and everything around us is showing up that way. I mean, it's incredible. So that would be something you might want to know, is because it rules this energy, right?
Yes.
I feel like I can breathe a little bit.
And you know what? I hadn't thought about it from that perspective. Uh-huh. I knew that, but you know how you know things and you don't
right.
You don't think about them until somebody brings it up. And that's really where I'm at in my process right now, too. And so, and I've needed that. And I've also needed to not have the urgency that I create for myself.
No kidding, right?
Yeah. And speaking of urgency, it's almost time for a break.
Betty, that's got to be a first. That was a nice segue into that.
You're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be giving away the first 60-minute Tarot intuitive counseling session. So get ready to call in. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirthed, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now. info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, through the transmediumship of Michael Shane, is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience two crystal light energy healings and one past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437. 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit michaelshane.com.
We're back on the very first Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Dr. Pat Basile, who is helping me to share a bit about who I am and what this show is all about. But before we continue, I want to give away the first of three Tarot Intuitive Counseling Sessions to the first caller at 800-930-2819, and that's 800-930-2819. And while people are calling in, let me just tell you a little bit about how the sessions work. This is something new that I just started offering. And the way it works is that you can have a specific question you want guidance on, or you can just be asking, what's in my highest good at this moment? What's my highest opportunity? And I do a three-card spread that is soul or spirit, mind, and body. And we have a discussion around the cards that come up, how it relates to your question, how it relates to your life. And I've always been very intuitive. I'm a licensed mental health counselor. I've always used my intuition in my counseling. I just was never overt about it. And so now I am in a place where I'm using the tarot cards to call in that intuition in a little bit different way. And for each session you end up, you get a recording. You get, we set an intention during this session, and I send you an email with all of that information in there as well. So
I just want to say real quick, we are going to pick up these phone lines right away. Just give us a minute. Benny is going to be super busy. The phone lines are all ringing. I just want to tell you guys, please, please, please. We're going to do three of these, as Laura mentioned. So what we want you to be able to do is know that we'll give the first away, then we'll open up the phone lines again. So just keep calling back or calling in. That would be super to do. So we're just kind of waiting here a minute for, there we go. Bada bing, bada bing, bada bang. Mr. Benny is all over it.
Great. So good. I'm glad that people are calling in for that. I'm really excited to share that with people. So we can move back to our conversation, Pat,
yeah,
while Benny's getting the information from the caller.
Yeah. And it's really great. I have to tell you, these are the best listeners on the planet. Just amazing folks. And I'm really thrilled for all of you guys to meet Laura and meet her in a different way. I know many of you follow her on Transformation Talk Radio. And while this is airing out of KKNW, it's also airing out of WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. So this is one of these coast-to-coast, and all of our affiliates, CRN, are the folks that are picking this up. So for many of you that are hearing the show, it's not just in Seattle. So if you're listening to, and let's just, could you just clarify, though, people don't have to be here to get these.
Oh, that's correct.
Is that right?
I should have said that. I do all of the sessions either by phone or by Skype. I kind of like Skype just because I like being able to see the other person. But phone works just as well, too.
Well, you know, let's talk about what your mission is
okay.
a little bit and, okay. you know, and your journey to be doing radio. I think all of us, I hear this story over and over again, and you know my story. I had no
yes.
intention to do radio.
Right.
I mean,
I called the wrong number.
I called the wrong number. I didn't even know there was such a thing that you could buy your own airtime. I didn't even have a clue. And I don't know if you know this, but for the first 3 years, I didn't even know that there was such a thing as sponsorship, and I paid for every
oh
hour out of my own pocket.
Well, I don't feel so bad 6 months into it doing that.
Oh, no. Well, and the other part of it is that, you know, what I love is that what we provide you guys with, there aren't people that do that, a media kit and so forth. And it is really important for me to make sure that you guys don't wait 3 years to figure this out. So what is your mission? I mean, we talked a little bit about, you know, your journey, but what is your mission? And, you know, radio found you. And the question is, how has this changed your life? And how has it helped you carve a mission for yourself and the listeners?
Well, you know, I think that the difference for me has been that when I changed careers, many people already know that I made a career change 7 years ago. I used to work in software for many, many years, and I became a psychotherapist. And I thought that my mission or my purpose at the time was, well, this is still my purpose, just in a different way, was that I use my wisdom and experience to help other people while continuing to learn and grow myself. And I thought that my mission with that was a one-to-one basis, doing counseling. Now with the radio, it's on a much bigger scale where people can hear my own experiences, my light bulb moments, as well as the experiences from my guests. And that's how that has really changed. And over the past year, what I've gotten really clear on is that all of the kinds of ailments that we have, you know, things like anxiety or depression that I was dealing with psychotherapy, to me, I believe those are really a result of not being true to ourselves, not knowing who we are authentically, or either not knowing or else acting in a way that is not congruent with who we are. And once we really discover who we are and why we're here, then a lot of that stuff goes away already.
Well, you know, one of the things is we're always on, you know, this arena to be more aware. I did a really good show. Oh, gosh. Now, okay, so I don't want to blow this, but I think it was at the Northwest Women's Show. I did so many interviews. Like, my brain, like, it's going to explode. But we were talking with, I think, Glenna Rice and then Brenda St. Louis about awareness and being aware. And so part of this is living in that level of awareness for all of us. So my question to you is, you know, where have you discovered about yourself this level of awareness that you're here to help people? And how is it now showing up? I mean, you have said yes to not just doing 1 hour a week, but expanding and growing. And this has got to be a departure from what you thought your life would be about. I don't know if our listeners really understand your journey, where you came from.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a huge departure from where I came from. And my story in a nutshell, because it's a long one, is that, as I mentioned, I worked in software for 28 years, and I went to college right out of high school. I got a degree in computer science. When I was 29, I was bored with work, and so instead of looking at what I was really supposed to do, I got an advanced degree in software engineering. And so I just kept going down that path, being unsatisfied or dissatisfied.
Miserable is more like it,
yeah,
isn't it?
Well, eventually that's where I got to. And what ultimately happened for me was I went through the dot-com bust that started into 2000, 2001. And I kept losing my job. I kept getting laid off. I had 8 jobs in 5 years. But the fact that I had 8 jobs in 5 years meant I kept getting hired, but every job that I had was worse than the one before until I finally reached a point where I couldn't ignore it anymore. I started mm-hmm. having physical problems mm-hmm. because of the stress, and finally the light bulb came on, and I went, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this picture. And I frankly, KKNW plays into this story, which is very interesting, because I'd listened to KKNW in the car maybe once or twice.
Right.
And one day I was driving home from work and I listened to it, and there was a woman on who was just doing a little promo for this workshop she was going to do, which was called Now What? 90 Days to a New Life Direction. And I went, I think I need a new life direction.
Wow.
And that just started me on the path. And so that was 7 years ago. And over time, it has evolved. I mean, I said last year was huge for me. I mean, I feel like I did personal growth last year that I didn't do in the previous 50 years,
yeah.
all packed into 1 year. Mm-hmm. But what I come back to with the question around radio and how that fits in for me is that I had said all my life that my ideal job was where I just got to talk to people all day. And so I thought psychotherapy fits that, right? You know, I'm talking to my counseling clients all day long. Well, this fits it too. And I had this great experience when I was here in the studio in September when we were kicking off my Transformation Talk radio show. And you were interviewing me.
Yeah.
And midway through that, so I was really, really nervous sitting out there waiting for the show to start. I came in, and midway through the show, all of a sudden I went, I'm having so much fun. I felt so energized. And for me, that's how we know that we're living our purpose, right? We feel really energized. We feel really joyful.
Yeah, we do. And what happens also, don't you think, is all of the noise stops. All of the noise stops. You know, what happens for me when I'm in here, it doesn't matter if I'm doing this with you right now or I don't know. There's such a level of awareness now to everything that's happening regarding this hour. You know, not what the call I just did before, the call I may have later or whatever the appointment. It's almost as if it doesn't exist, really.
Right. Being in the moment of what we're doing.
And I think the
so
listeners
important.
Really appreciate that
yeah.
because I think they really get the sense, at least, you know, from our point of view, that we really do care about them. And we really do.
Yes, we do.
If it weren't for these listeners, I wouldn't be doing this. I will tell you this now.
Well, and you know, your story about, you know, paying for it all yourself for three years.
I've
been paying for it all myself. Yeah. And it's not just because I want to be up here being this talking head.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a good time to, what do you think? Let's
hop
off
it,
I think the next question is going to take forever.
Okay.
But.
So, I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we'll give away the second 60-minute Tarot Intuitive Counseling session. So get ready to call in. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade. Certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on the very first Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Dr. Pat Basile, who's helping me to share a bit about who I am and what this show is all about. But before we continue, when we announced last time about the calling in to get a free Tarot intuitive session with me, we actually got callers who wanted to have an on-air reading. So because we have not a whole lot of time to do readings on the air, I'm going to limit it to doing pulling one card instead of the normal three cards that I would normally pull.
Nice.
So, Benny, who's our first caller for
sure.
a reading?
Let's take Gracious from Seattle.
Hi, Gracious. You're on the radio with Laura and Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I've been better.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's no fun.
Yeah, no, it isn't.
Well, so is your question that you want guidance on around what's creating this not such a great time for you?
Sure.
Okay. So why don't you frame for me what it is you want guidance on?
Let's see. I guess I don't know, should I give you a little bit of background?
Yeah, you can give me a little bit of background. Why don't you state what the question is first, and then if I need it, then I'll ask you for more.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, the question is, I guess, is where am I supposed to be staying at this point? Because where I've been staying is not working anymore. That's the
okay.
The
all right. Okay. All right. I'm going to shuffle a couple of times.
Yeah.
Here
and you're talking about the
that.
Physicality of where you live. Is that correct?
Right. Okay. And there's a whole bunch surrounding that.
Okay, that's all right. That's good.
That's okay. Because this will be guidance around where to focus with that search for a place to live or the decision about a place to live. Okay, so the card that came up is in the Major Arcana. It's number 16, the Star. And the Star is all about shining, about being who we really are, which is what we've been talking about on this show so far. So I think that that's really interesting. And so in relationship to your question around where you should live, it sounds like where you're living now isn't working and that you need to honor that because that's about coming from where you are and honoring what's working for you and what's not working for you. The other thing that I would say about it is that the Star is about self-confidence and giving us confidence to really shine. And thinking about in your living situation, where is a lack of self-confidence tripping you up?
Mm-hmm.
Does that ring true for you in any way?
Well, sure. I mean, it's complicated because I'm living with somebody, a partner,
mm-hmm.
and because of her situation, it complicated matters considerably.
So what this is saying to me, given that additional little bit of information, is that you need to be true to yourself, you need to do what is right for you, and you need to have the confidence that it is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
Okay.
Well, thank
All
you.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Great. Thanks, Gracious. And now we'll move on to another caller. Is
yeah,
that okay
that would
with
be great.
You? All we right. We'll take Renee from Sammamish.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to meet you, Laura. And I love you, Dr. Pat.
Hi, Renee. How the heck are you? Hey, I bet you're like completely enjoying this beautiful day, aren't you?
It is very nice. But I love Seattle, and I like the cold. I like the rain. I like it all.
You know, I'm starting to like it all, too.
How long has it been that it's taken you to start to like it, Pat?
Actually, I think this year. Okay, I'm a little slow. No problem with that, though.
So, Renee, what's your question that you want guidance?
I thought I heard you say you could ask just for guidance on what's my highest good to do or know right now.
Yep. We can do that. So let me just shuffle here for another moment.
I'm going to watch you to pull a card for me, too. I didn't know you were going to do this.
That'd be great.
This is cool stuff.
I would love to do that. Okay, so Renee's card is, Two of Wands, which is Dominion. And what this means is Wands is the suit for spirit or spirituality or your soul. And Dominion is about owning your power, having dominion over your, I don't know, kingdom or queendom or whatever we want to call it. But it's about really being in your own power and knowing it. And so when you think about what's going on for you in your life, can you see that there are areas where you would be able to move forward or you would be able to create something greater than what you're creating if you were to really own all your power?
Yes, and since it's a new idea for me, I'm getting really caught up in what's intuition, what's knowing, what's paranoia, you know, what's fear, what's guidance. So
right.
That's where I'm at.
Well, you know what? And you know, to me, this really resonates with what you just said, because this is also, since it's a card that's in the suit of spirit, this is about trusting yourself, trusting spirit, and knowing that you are powerful. And so knowing that those fears and anxieties and paranoias that might pop up, those are not coming from intuition.
That's right.
Those are coming from ego.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess my question is knowing there's someone I'm not sure if I can trust.
Okay.
And so
Trust your gut.
If I can't, is that just because I'm being fearful and sabotaging myself, or is it because it's intuition and it's actually guidance? You know, that kind of.
Well, I will tell you from my own personal experience that you need to trust your gut.
Yes.
If it feels like this person is untrustworthy, then believe it. And you don't have to have a reason why. This is new learning for me very recently. That I can feel like I don't connect with this person, or there's something about this person that doesn't feel right to me, and I don't need to be able to point to a reason why.
Yeah. Sometimes I try to sometimes I have a bunch of shoulds, right? When especially when somebody is presented by other people, right? Got a little bad energy here.
Yep.
And I try to force myself to like the person, trust the person, be with the person. And that has never, Laura, that has never worked out for me.
Well, and I'll tell you too, Pat and Renee, that I recently, as of a week ago Sunday, I joined an online dating site, which I have not been doing for like the last 4 years. And this was where I said, this is very recent learning for me. There were people that would be interested or express interest. And I go, no.
Right.
And in the past, I felt like I had to be able to rationalize and say, why am I not interested in this person? And now I don't. And that's what I would say to you too, Renee.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really helpful, because I think I've been used to, like you said, Dr. Pat, looking at people through other people's eyes.
Yep.
And then disowning my own, you know, feelings about the person or knowing.
Yeah.
And so I get caught up in trying to know which way to go.
And that Dominion card says trust yourself.
You know, Renee, you have a really beautiful energy, doesn't she? Isn't this like the sweetest energy in the world right here?
It is very great energy.
Sweet. Yeah, you are really, you've got some sweetness going on. And, you know, and it's really pure. It feels really pure to me, Renee. And so I don't know where this has happened for you, but somehow maybe in your past, and Laura's the therapist, she can tell you, but somehow in your past, maybe you got conditioned to really bring people in your life that you really didn't want to bring in. But this isn't about this. You have everything you need right inside. Make the decision and then just move on. Don't try to explain it. I'm still trying to explain to people why I'm on radio, and I don't do it anymore. You know, 2 weeks ago, somebody asked me if I was going to get a real job. You think after 10 years they'd figure it out, right? Right? She has everything she needs.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
cool.
Absolutely.
I love that. You have a really sweet energy.
Well, thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you.
Well, and thank you so much for calling and giving me a chance to do the reading for you on the air.
Okay, and then if I wanted a reading from you, Laura, personally, is there a different number to call?
Yeah, I will be announcing again to call in again. So,
okay, but you should give out your phone number general population.
Yes. I'm sorry. Okay. So if people want to actually schedule with me, surprise, surprise, they might want to do that. You can find me at lauralongley.net. Or locally, phone number 206-792-9912. That's 206-792-9912.
Cool.
And thank you, Renee. And before we go to the next break, let's do another call-in to give away a free session with me.
Right. So this is a call-in for the first caller that calls in to win a free complete.
Right,
session
right.
With
Laura. Offline for 60 minutes.
Offline. We're ready. First caller.
800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And we only have about a minute before break, so I don't think we have time to do your reading, Pat, but we'll do it as soon as we come back from the break. Does
sure,
that
we
feel
can go to
okay
break.
To you?
Yeah.
So we'll go to break a minute early, maybe, and then we'll see when we come back. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and people can still call in, first caller, for the free 60-minute Tarot Intuitive Counseling session. We'll be right back.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, through the transmediumship of Michael Shane, is offering a one-time series of transformative healing sessions to help you let go and be who you truly are. Experience 2 crystal light energy healings and 1 past life regression with Michael for $125, a savings of $215. This offer is available to the first 20 callers who schedule their session. Be one of the first. Call now, 1-800-508-6437, 1-800-508-6437. Schedule your session and visit michaelshane.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
We're back on the very first Laura Longley Show, and my guest today is Dr. Pat Basile, who's helping me to share a bit about who I am and what the show is all about. But quickly, we want to give away one more free 60-minute Tarot intuitive counseling session to the first caller at, now I lost the number, 800.
1-800, yeah, 1-800-930-2819.
And so
1-800-930-2819.
So that's a free 60-minute Tarot intuitive counseling session with me, Laura Longley, offline, on Skype, or by phone. So call now, first caller. All right. So quickly, I want to do a real quick reading for you, Pat.
Oh, okay.
So what's your question, or do you want to just know what's in your highest good?
I think what I want to know is... I think I want to know what's in my highest good.
Okay.
I love that. I love that you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that,
felt
too.
Right.
I do.
That's better than any question I would ask.
I do a 3-card spread for myself every morning.
Oh, do you really?
I do. And that's my question for the day. And I write intentions around what comes up for me.
How fun.
So.
This is really a skill. I've tried to understand Tarot. My brain doesn't work like that.
You got the magician.
Okay, is that good?
It's very good.
Yay.
The magician is all about creating with no limits. And it's being in that place of being wide open to all possibility. And I know that that is something that that's important to you.
It's really important this year. It's really super important this year.
Yeah. So I would just say you're on the right track. That's what this is saying to me, is that you're on the right track. Be open to opportunity. Be open to all possibility. And don't be scared.
Yeah. You know, I'm not scared. I don't usually get scared much these days, except when I'm not doing my spiritual practice.
Yes. I hear you there.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's when I get really anxious and wound up that I don't feel like doing it, and that's when I need to do it most.
Oh my god, what is up with that with us? Because
it's
the same with me.
Yeah,
right. Well, now Linda and I at night we do a call and we read from a certain book. It was interesting to find out that I interviewed Julia Cameron, The Artist's Way. Mm-hmm. She has a new book out, and we talked about how she goes to bed at night. She reads from the same book. And it's fascinating to see how important spiritual practice is, especially for people that have had the kind of success she's had. I mean, how many million copies of The Artist's Way?
Oh, yeah.
She's written, something like 31 books and playwrights, and it's just fascinating.
Yeah.
And her book actually changed my life 20 years ago. It's a 20th anniversary of The Artist's Way.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Spiritual practice, having something that you do on a regular daily basis, mm-hmm. I think is so important. And that's something that I've really embraced over the last year as I've been going through all the changes I've been going through.
So what other changes are you wanting to make? I wanted to know how you see 2013, how you see this year turning out for you.
You know, I'm not really sure, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I'm kind of, and I've always been someone who I'm much more of a tactical planner than a strategic planner, but I'm way open to change. And I was thinking about this during my meditation today, and I get worried that I've become an epiphany junkie, and that if I don't have some sort of big aha every week, that then I'm like, nothing's happening. And at some point, it does have to kind of calm down a little bit to be able to actually implement all the ahas.
It's really fascinating. I was really struck by the panel that
yesterday.
You were on.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Laura was on a panel with Michelle Bond and Vila Lucas. And honestly, did you see how you guys influenced Vila on that panel?
No. To start a show, yes.
Yeah, Vila is a regular on the show. She's a sponsor. She's incredible. But by the time she was done, did you see what that influence was? Right?
She was energized around it.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And she was talking about, well, maybe this is time. I don't remember her exact words. Do you? Maybe this is time for me to have my own show or something like that.
But because both Michelle and I talked about how we ended up doing it. It was just kind of, a shot out of the blue kind of thing. Yeah. So, I think that would be wonderful if she did.
I think it would be wonderful. But this year for you, how do you, because there are many people listening to the show, and I think they're going to want to know from you, what tools do you have, Laura, to help you live in that place of not knowing? It's not that we don't know. It's kind of like the magician card. Yeah, it's about expansion.
Here have been my two big lessons from the past year.
Okay, great.
And these have both been very hard-learned lessons for me. The first one is around expectation. Letting go of expectation of what's going to show up, how it's going to look, when it's going to appear, and just trusting that Spirit is going to provide me with what I need when I need it. And that leads into the second thing, which is about divine time. Everything happens in divine time. And I, in my past, have been a very anxious person who has always felt this sense of urgency about doing everything right now. And if I didn't, there was always this fear that if I didn't do it now, the opportunity would be lost. And I'm really relaxing into that. Everything unfolds as it is meant to unfold in the time in which it's supposed to happen. And I had some lessons last year where by trying to force things, it really screwed it up and cost me some money. And so it's like, okay, I'm finally getting it, that I can just relax and things will unfold in the way that they are meant to unfold.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great chatting with you. Thank you.
Well, I want to share my light bulb moment before we end the show, because it is about something that happened at the Northwest Women's Show yesterday, which, Pat, you already know about. But Michael Shane was there. And for people who don't know him, he does this thing called apportation, where objects appear in his mouth that have come from spirit. And so he was doing this while I was at the show and at Dr. Pat's booth yesterday. And two of the stones that came were quite large ones. And one of them in particular, he said, had a specific purpose and it was meant for a specific person. And the way that it was determined who it was meant for was by doing kind of a drawing. But it's like with Tarot, we trust that we draw the right ticket, right? And I'm the one who was picked to receive that stone, and it was for memory and mental acuity. And being in menopause, believe me, I need those things. So what I realized after I received it was that there had been several other women standing near me who left before the drawing.
Oh,
and one of them
right.
gave me her ticket. And that was the ticket that actually got called. And so to me, this is about exactly things unfold exactly the way that they are meant to. I was meant to have that ticket, so she had to leave so I could get it, right? So that was what I loved. And what I want to say to you all about that as a light bulb moment, as a way that you can increase your own good, basically, is to expect good. I didn't think about it one way or the other, but I expect good. Don't try too hard. So it wasn't like, oh, I want that stone so bad. I can't wait to get it. I hope it's me. And pay attention, because I almost didn't hear that it was my number. So pay attention what's going on around you. And if it is meant to be, it will find you. I didn't originally get the correct ticket, and so it had to be given to me. And so when you relax and just allow, then what is meant to find you will find you. So thank you, Dr. Pat, for being here and helping me kick off the first show.
Yeah.
And I want to give listeners information about how they can find me. So you can find me on Facebook at Blue Heron Wisdom. My website is lauralongley.net. You can schedule intuitive counseling sessions there, either with tarot cards or without. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm Happy Coach Laura. And I have a Facebook group that's an open group that anyone is free to join called Blue Heron. No, that's not what it's called. I got too much blue heron going on in my head. It's called Authentic Happiness. And so anyone who is on LinkedIn is welcome to join that and find out about what's going on and get tools for being happier. So, again, I want to thank you.
I think it's been great. You know, also, folks, Laura has done a number of really incredible shows. You could always go to transformationtalkradio.com and, you know, just point to, just go to the host page, find Laura Longley, and then check out all of her archives because she does an incredible show.
And I also have my website, I have a page for the radio show where
great.
All of the shows are archived, and you can go there too. If you go to you can go to the Laura Longley show.com, takes you right there, and that'll help you out.
And for those of you that do iTunes, because I know there are a ton of you that do iTunes, the show is on iTunes as well.
Great. So I want to remind you that I am on the first and fifth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific here on KKNW or Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm on every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And tomorrow on the Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking to Dr. George Pratt, who is the author of The Joy Code. And Dr. George will take us through a four-step process live on the show where you can experience more joy immediately. So don't miss that. Have a great week, and I will see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.